Blog Talk Radio.
Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Tree Man.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, because you're real to me. Welcome, everybody. Glad to have you here. Today's sermon is The Voice Across the River. And this is dealing with losing a loved one is tough and can be quite devastating. And many people's lives are changed forever after losing that special someone that they find it nearly impossible to go on. But our hearts are broken when having to say goodbye for the last time. And we're left with only hope that we'll someday again see them. But I recently suffered this for the first hand when I lost my dad. And he was my teacher, my mentor. I mean, the reality was overwhelming. I described it as a living nightmare. Much like any other time in my life, though, the Lord was there for me. And I was able to find my joy and my comfort and my peace through the loving mercy of the Holy Spirit. So thank you for joining us today. And even when we're faced with our worst fears, Jesus will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And I'm going to tell you just how the Lord helped me through this on one of my most darkest and worst moments that I had to endure in this lifetime. The Bible says that we shall be happy and rejoice every day. Now, how wonderful it would be to have something to rejoice over every single day. It's a nice concept, but as we know, life can be pretty harsh and even sometimes devastating. So how are we able to be happy and rejoice on our worst day when the unimaginable happens? Well, I asked that question when my dad is sick and we're getting the news that he is definitely going to pass, and there is no two ways about it, that he'd already started in some ways, and it became real. And it's like hope. You kept hoping for hope, but then you were faced with reality. And when I was faced with that, being as close as that I am to my dad, just my mentor, I love him, but being that just so close, I just didn't know how I would handle that and how I could take such a thing. And I took it to the Lord, and I said, Lord, help me with this. I need you to help me. I got to have you for this. I got to have you to get me through this. And the Holy Spirit gave me a verse. And it didn't surprise me, because that's how he works. But the verse did surprise me. And I thought about it, and I would never in a million years even think of giving somebody this same verse that the Lord gave me for that situation. You know, when you're faced with losing someone that you deeply love. But the verse was, this is a day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And how can I rejoice and be glad when faced with this? But the Lord started to show me the things that I had to be thankful for. My dad was at home with his loving family around him. He was at peace. He was able to, when he was able, he requested, he was able to watch movies that he liked to see. We did everything possible to make him comfortable. And my peace and my joy came from knowing that my dad was saved. Knowing that as a little boy, he loved the Lord. His whole life, he loved the Lord. He might not always lived right for the Lord, but I haven't either. And I don't think anyone listening has. We're all human. We make mistakes. But he was always seeking. Reading his Bible. Quote the Bible. I remember taking him to church with me, and we were sitting in Bible study, and they would say a verse, and if they was to say Psalms 118:24, and they'd be reading the verse, he'd be saying along with them with no Bible in his hands. He just knew it. He just like had it memorized. So my joy was knowing that he's gonna be in heaven. He told my sister at one point that he'd seen people in white robes at the foot of his bed. And, you know, I made the comment, what's better than people in black robes? And we're faced with a horrible situation of losing someone we love. But it was a wonderful thing to hear that, to know that the Holy Spirit is there guarding and protecting his soul, waiting for that moment to be with him, to take him to heaven. And the Jewish people, they have a faith and a belief that after someone passes, that their soul stays and lingers here from 3 to 7 days. You know, and I kept sensing my dad around at certain times. And maybe he was and maybe he wasn't. I can't say for sure. But I would just sense him there at different times. And I haven't lately. But I did for quite a bit for, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks. And maybe that the Lord allows us to be here to see those that come to mourn for us, to look over those that are needing help. And one of the things that when my dad did pass, and we all had put our hands on him, I said, let's just all put our hands on him, touch dad. And we all come up there to do that. And as soon as we did, we put our hands on him, and his movie that he was watching had ended and ejected out the player, and was completely out. And when we put our hands, I heard this noise, and I looked over, and I said, watch this tape go in and down and start playing in his movie. And it's just like, it was letting us know, he was letting us know that he didn't end. His spirit continued. I believe that the Holy Spirit was there with him. I don't believe he was there alone, because we also have the devil and the demons. He wasn't there alone. I believe that the Holy Spirit was there with him the entire time that he was here, until he took him into heaven. And there's that big question, is what happens after we die? And of course, there's no one to confirm the answer except for those who have experienced it. What we have to go by is the Bible. And over the studying of it, and I did a program on this maybe last year, and so I got deep into it, and I wanted to know, what does the Bible say about it? And I seen things about sleeping in your grave and was almost discouraged in ways. But then I found Stephen that just seen into heaven, and that was in Jesus telling the thief on the cross beside him that today you'll be in paradise. He said today. And the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So when we die, we immediately enter into the presence of the Lord, or to the Holy Spirit. And at some future time, we'll be given new bodies, similar to the body Jesus had after his resurrection. But in the meantime, our souls are with the Lord. And we are fully conscious of being in his presence. And this certainly seemed to be the Apostle Paul's hope, because he faced many dangers. And he knew that the moment his life... that any moment his life here on earth could end. And he knew that. But he faced death with hope. Apostle Paul said, we are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. He says, away from the body and at home with the Lord. Absent from the body, presence with the Lord. And also in Corinthians, he says, I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Saying that when you depart to be with Christ, that life goes on. That's our hope. Look, if we don't have that, what do we have? If we don't have that. And here's the thing. Is some people say that maybe they don't believe in the Bible, and they don't believe that there is a heaven. So say you die and that's true. Then there it is. I mean, you know, you knew and we didn't. Nothing happened. It's all over. But say that you die and it is true that there is a heaven and you didn't live your life that way, or that you didn't accept Jesus in your heart and want to desire to be with him, to be with him in heaven. That's at that moment that you can't take back, and now you have that opportunity. Never forget that we have hope of life after death, and for one reason. Jesus Christ removed the barrier between us and God. That barrier caused by sin is your hope in him. If not, put your trust in Christ without delay. Blessed are those that mourn. I know when dealing with my father, and when you're dealing with someone that passed, that you just love and has devastated your life, and it's important that you allow yourself to mourn. I do. Every time that I just feel heavy on my heart, I allow myself to cry and to mourn that. And it's perfectly okay, and actually it's the best thing that you could do at that moment. Don't feel bad about it, because when we mourn, we're also able to heal. And you never fully heal. I mean, I lost my grandpa in 1990, but I still feel the pain and loss of him. So you never quite get over it, but you are able to heal and be real about it and get a realism over it. You know, the difference is being real about the situation, looking at the reality part, saying that we're all here for a short amount of time. The Bible says that life is but a vapor, that you're here one moment and gone the next. And how true is that? I remember being a little kid and seeing people that were young and then watch them grow old and pass away. And in my lifetime, and it's just a few decades. And sometimes you say, well, why are we even here? We're here because Jesus loves us, because he wants us to be with him. He wants us to show that we love him. He only wants those that love him to be with him. Ask him into your heart. Ask him to change your life. Say, hey, if you're really real, and if this is really true, then come to me. Come in me and show me that you're real. But God's love and mercy exceeds all boundaries and limitations. There's no end to the love that our Holy Father has for you. My dad's favorite verse was also my great-grandmother's favorite verse, and it was Luke 6:38, and it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over. Be good to people, and do good in every opportunity that the Lord puts before you. Do as much good for as many people for as long as you live. Live in that way to enjoy life. Know that there's a heaven waiting for us. Know that if someone's passed that you loved, and I pray that they were saved, because you have to be saved. I pray that they were saved, and know that they're in heaven. You're going to see them again, and what a wonderful reunion that'll be. Just imagine seeing those that you love and that you lost, and maybe in some way a long time ago, but knowing that we're able to be back together again someday in God's paradise, in that place that he prepared just for you and me. That great reunion in heaven. And just imagine arriving in heaven and seeing all for the first time just what Jesus has prepared for you. It's wonderful to think of that. I was able to smile when my dad passed. It killed me. Oh, it was devastating. But at the same time, I was able to smile, because his suffering was over. He was at peace. He knows now what we don't know yet. I was able to smile because the Lord is in my heart, because I know him. That's my strength. If it wasn't for that, I'd have a bottle of Jack Daniels in my hand and be in the kitchen, on the middle of the kitchen floor. I couldn't deal with something like this on my own. I couldn't. A lot of people, just their lives fall apart. And I've seen families destroyed over one person dying. They held that glue together for everyone. But when your hope is in heaven, when your hope is seeing them again and knowing what it takes, it's just to love the Lord, to say, come into my heart, Lord. It doesn't mean you have to go to church. It means that you accept the Lord into your heart. He'll tell you what to do. He'll lead you. He's loving. He loves you. you got a good heart, and the Lord knows it. He's not turning his back on you. He's there waiting for you. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. Oneness with the Lord. We want to acknowledge him. We want to be humble before him. Lose our pride. Depending on God for everything that we need. Don't depend on your own self and realize that God is Almighty. We want to stay in peace. You know, it hurts our walk with God when we don't stay in peace. When we don't have that peace in our mind, we cause others conflict and pain. We cause ourselves pain. We set ourselves back. But to have that peace is to know. And listen, this is the essence of peace. Knowing that if you went to bed tonight and died and didn't wake up tomorrow, you would be in heaven. That's peace. That's true peace. That's the truest form of peace. Knowing you'll be with those that you love. You'll see them once again. The Bible says that in John, it says that, therefore they have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh away. Today's cry. Cry over someone you lost. But you're going to see him again. That's the glory. Imagine that. How wonderful. Young. Bible says we're all young. Young in heaven. And made perfect. Praise God. That's wonderful. Listen, I have a song. Because I am talking, you know, my dad has inspired me to do this today. And I know that there's a lot of people that I love and that are on Facebook and ones that on Blog Talk Radio that have lost loved ones, and it is very difficult. I'm just saying this is how the Lord has helped me through this, is leaning on him, knowing that I can find something to rejoice over, even in the worst times. But my dad played many instruments, and one of them is the harmonica, and I recorded this, filmed him once, and it's kind of, you can hear traffic going by in the background, and we're outside, but he's playing "I'll Fly Away." And praise the Lord, my dad flew away into heaven. Hallelujah. So I'm going to play you right now, my dad playing the harmonica, "I'll Fly Away." Videotaped him. He's on YouTube, and it's just nice to be able to have that time with him, and even now, and play that video and play my harmonica along with him. I just thank the Lord for that opportunity. But And the Lord says that peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And that's the Lord was there with me, and he gave me that peace. And if you need him, and you are a disarray, he'll give you that peace. He'll take that fear away. I remember a friend of mine was just, he was having heart trouble, and he'd had so many heart attacks and things, it was normal to him. But this was different. He was having heart trouble, and he was afraid. And he called me, just told me, I'm afraid. He thought he was getting ready to die. I mean, he was total fear. And I'd never heard him like that. And I was so busy in my job, I was trying to work my way over to his house. I prayed for him. I called the prayer line, had them pray for him. And the Lord met him. And in the midst of me praying for him, he came to him and just put that peace on him. Instantly took that from that fear to peace. Changed his life. He told me, he says, I go to the church if I am to remain. You know, because everything he needs to, wanted to know about the Bible and stuff, he asked me, or we had these conversations, and the Lord just talks through him too now, and just has changed his life. But he's real, and he does what he says he's going to do. If anyone in this universe does what they say that they're going to do, Jesus is the one. He heals the broken heart and bind up their wounds. You know, my heart is broken over losing my father. I know your heart has to be broken over losing someone that you love, or fear of losing someone that's alive now, and you just have that fear. But he heals a broken heart. And I'm still going to feel at times that my heart is heavy. But the Lord lifts me back up. When I dip down and plunge, I mourn. And I think of my dad and the wonderful times we had together. And the Lord will pick me back up. And then I'm thankful for the wonderful times that we had together. Jesus said that I am the resurrection, the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. You say, well, how could that be? My dad believed in the Lord and he died. But he died that first death here on earth, but not the second. Praise God. In heaven. With his mom, his grandparents, his cousin, all those that love him. And looking at this, I have to look at myself. I have to look at my own mortality. I have to say, as a realist, and a realism, and I like to live in the realm of reality, and that tells me that someday that will be me. Someday I'll pass on. My biggest fear, as his was leaving your loved ones, those that you love. Being able to see him and talk to him every day. But the joy is heaven. And before you know it, we'll all be there. Praise God, if you accept the Lord into your heart, you'll be in heaven. You know, there's a verse that this general had his entire platoon read, and he went into battle and was on the front lines, and they all fought and they all made it out. Every one of them lived. I want to read this to you. It's very popular. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Dwell in the house of the Lord forever, where he's prepared just for you, where your loved ones are waiting on you someday, where that reunion will happen, for the pain will be gone, the hurt will be over, the joy will be upon you. In Corinthians it's, but as is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. what he's saying is you have no idea what he's prepared for you. He says, I prepare a place just for you. Many mansions in heaven, and one I prepare just for you. All the things that you love. I believe that someday my mom, will, when she passes, will be with my dad. They'll be in that house in heaven. I believe he's there with his mom. That's wonderful because God is loving. Someone asked once about a pet. How can a pet get into heaven? But I believe if you love that pet, and God knows how much you love that pet, God will make sure that that pet is with you in heaven. A lot of people, their pets are like their kids. There's just no end to his love, his mercy, the wonderful things of God. Listen, I know it because he was with me through this whole time. He held me up. He gave me verses. He gave me strength. I was able to preach my own dad's funeral. I thought I would be incoherent at such an event. But that was the strength of the Lord because he's real, he's tangible, he's touchable. If you ask for him, reach out to him, you put your hands up. When I lift my hands up and I start praying, it's like feelers. You feel it like a wind pushing on your hands and you feel the Holy Spirit come in. So I'm going to ask you right now, even if you have before, but I just want you to pray with me now. Because none of us live perfect. But if you will right now, just close your eyes and pray with me. And repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I want you in my life. I want you to save my soul. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. And that God raised you 3 days later. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Lord, come into me, change my life and save my soul. Make me whole. Forgive me of my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Listen, if you prayed that and you meant it, and your heart's reaching out to the Lord, and you want what heaven has to offer you, continue to pray to the Lord, and to pray to him is to talk to him. In those times when you need help, those times when you just are happy, when those times that you're sad, there's no one to talk to, he's always there. He's omnipresent. He says he'll never leave you or forsake you. He didn't leave me. He did not leave me. Didn't forsake me. That's how wonderful he is. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord is. You're blessed when you trust the Lord. I'm blessed with happiness. I'm blessed with content. My life could be devastated by losing my father. Your life could be devastated by losing your loved one. But we have that hope of seeing them again. We have hope in heaven and the loving God that loves us. You know, people out here, and they want to say things about the Lord, and they shouldn't say, you know, this in school and all that. And listen, Jesus stands for love, for hope, for mercy. All of these things that you need, he is. The things you have to have, he has for you. And he's been there all along. And he's watched over you, and someday he's going to show you all the things he did for you. You had no idea. Therefore, as we are always confident, knowing that whilst we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. Praise God. To be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord. I liked what my old pastor said to me. He says, you'll be saying hallelujah down here and hallelujah up there in a twinkling of an eye. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening today. I pray that the Lord be with you, that he not take his hands off you, that he helps you, that he touches your heart. In Jesus' name, remind everybody to shout out from your rooftops and proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.